This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hopefully these are the happiest of times for you. This is the DJV program. A lot of happy stuff goes on here. Jennifer Horn's a happy person. Victoria Keelan is happy. Kara Schillen is happy. I'm happy. We're all happy. Do you know how, why you are happy? It's a good thing to take stock of, right? If you are happy, that's great. How have you become happy? If you aren't, what will make you happy is probably a good thing for you to be thinking about. And the long and the short of it, I think that's a good way for us to start the hour thinking about what makes us happy. In a moment, the ghost of Jeffrey Epstein shows up. Epstein. Have we decided we have Epstein or Epstein?
Epstein.
Okay. You remind me of that when I say Epstein, okay?
Okay.
Can you do that?
Because it'll happen.
It will. Hi, Jennifer. The New York City police are in the focus. What's the scoop?
Well, this for not a great reason, actually. Over the last several weeks, there's been this trend in New York City specifically and in other places, but it seems that most of it's happening within the city of New York, that they're cops that are out on the street trying to keep things under control are being attacked by protesters, by people in certain neighborhoods who are hitting these police officers with water. They're throwing stuff at them and trying to drive them from their neighborhoods. This past weekend, three officers were injured and actually hospitalized for a small amount of time after they were attacked. One person even attacked the police department with pepper spray. So all of this has been going on. This seems to be this developing trend over the last several months. And so in answer to that, what's new today is that there is legislation that is being tossed around that Congress should take up, I think, when they come back to session in September, that's the next month, that would say that any attacks on police officers would automatically be a felony, even if it was an attack with water, which right now is not a felony. Anything that attacks them while they're out on the beat is going to be considered a felony. And so that's being batted around, especially on the Sunday shows this past weekend, a lot of people talking about whether or not that's a good idea to make these attacks automatically considered to
and
be
the
highest level of crime.
Is it a good idea?
I think so. I don't think the police officers need to worry about being ambushed when they're out there trying to protect us, but that's my perspective.
Well, they are not to be. The problem is that we are dealing with overages. Everybody's too much on one side and there's too much on the other. We can't seem to find the pendulum in politics or in things like this, public service. It's disturbing, actually, because the people who are doing a good job getting lost in the excrement, if you will, of the guys and women doing a bad job.
Yeah, but I would say to that, I mean, there are ways, and we've seen them, not that I'm huge fans of them, but people are protesting the police all over the place if they think that they're not doing a good job. I don't know that even if you think the police are out to get you, that hitting them in the face with pepper spray and throwing water on them from a rooftop in New York City is the best way to show that you're irritated with them.
Not the best way. Let me go back to the use of the word excrement for a minute and get stuck on something. This is sort of the byproduct of me looking in lots of different places for different ways of understanding what's going on in our world when we talk about them. I'd like people to walk away from the conversation or leave the conversation with something that they wouldn't find anyplace else. So there is a study of what's going on at the beaches this summer because there have been a lot of people who have gotten sick. There is a stomach virus going on right now around the country. 99.9% of all the stomach issues that people are having is coming from this virus, which is an intestinal kind of bug that has surfaced because of what's going on our beaches, especially beaches that are on the coastal areas, but rivers and streams and in some cases lakes as well. The amount of, so somebody has taken to understanding what's being flushed into the lakes, the rivers, the streams, the oceans, And it's pretty, it's, especially after a rainstorm, it's pretty, it's pretty disgusting. The runoff from rain.
We've had so much rain, too, which makes things so much worse.
Well, the excrement from wildlife sometimes is in the cities now. There's more. We were talking about, I think, was it Friday or Thursday, looking at life of coyotes, fox, all the things that used to be sort of normal that are being pushed out because of development. And so these animals are closer in to our living circumstances. And what they do, how they live, run off into the wastewater systems. And then there's human waste that is in some of these systems that bleeds off because they're less than perfect, all of the sewage treatment plants. And it's just what we have is a lot of people
also,
and a lot of gross stuff going into the water.
And another thing that people don't really think about, coastal communities, I live in one of them, are heavily manicured and landscaped, which means pesticides, as soon as they're sprayed and it rains, all that only has one place to go, and it's into our waterways. So that's how, you know, when you see mutated fish and you see things that are, you know, and that's on an extreme level with the fish with two heads, you know, with Monsanto down in Alabama all those years ago. Right. But, you know, and the fish literally had like three eyeballs. It was horrific. But all that stuff, that residual effect that goes into our oceans, we eat the fish, we're eating all of those pesticides. It's not hard to figure out. It's a very small circle of life. But it's, for some reason, I don't know, I think just in general, people have a disconnect between what is in our oceans and what is on the land and how it, the two are constantly confluencing, and people just don't seem to get that. I don't know why, but there is a disconnect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there is. Let me circle back for a second, Jennifer, to what you were talking about regarding New York City policemen and what they're getting, the attacks. Part of this may have come as a result of over the weekend. The police officer, there was an investigation of the police officer who choked Eric Garner. Remember that a year or so ago in New York?
That guy still has not been fired. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. No, the policeman hasn't been fired. Mm-mm. And that was one of the things that when there appeared an article in the New York Times, that got people worked up pretty much over the weekend. So anyway.
Them throwing, I mean, just them
doesn't mean it's right.
Police with water and pepper spray isn't going to hurt the guy who's not working because
of
the garbage.
But you see, that's how people, there's just so much cluelessness as to how the system works.
That's the same kind of thing. If someone who's Asian hurts you, to go after any other Asian. Would we support
any
that?
Mexican,
no.
Any Mexican. Yeah, right.
No, but there's so much anger over that in New York still, over Eric Garner.
There's a lot of
the guy
anger
was
everywhere.
I mean, if we think about it, like, the guy was selling loose cigarettes. That's all he was doing, and he ended up getting choked to death for it. So this was not a drug deal. This was not a gun violence issue. The guy was selling loose cigarettes. It's a very hot-button issue in New York City, in all the boroughs still.
Well, that's why I went back to it, because that may be explained. Then it's hot and all that other stuff. It doesn't mean it's right. It just is. That's the way it is. So here's the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals in California. The Trump administration's asylum restrictions is it thrown out? Or is this, I'm not sure what I'm reading here in terms of the restrictions. What they do know is they require asylum seekers to apply for protection in the first safe country they pass through before they can seek refuge in the U.S. And the Ninth Circuit says no. Isn't that essentially what they've said?
Only affects California and Arizona.
Yeah.
Because the Ninth Circuit had to take a look at if the judge was correct.
Because that's their jurisdiction.
If it was correct that he made this ruling, and they said that he was correct, but that he doesn't have jurisdiction over anything else other than California and Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, typically, I mean, right now, the UN, I mean, just international law it's the same law. I mean, that's why we talk all the time about in Saudi Arabia and the Middle East, how they have all these refugee camps with, like, air conditioning, like, all these places that sit empty because people are just coming here, or they're going other places, they're not going to that first safe country. That's really what's supposed to happen. I think that's why the pressure is on Mexico, or was on Mexico, at least, to provide asylum for the people coming in from Central America, because that's where they were coming through to get to the United States ultimately.
Mm. In a moment, as I said, we'll talk about the latest headline from not just Jeffrey Epstein, but Ghislaine, is that how you pronounce her name, Maxwell?
Ghislaine.
Ghislaine, that's how you pronounce it? Okay, it's a French name. Apparently, she has more skeletons in her closet than the House of Horrors does, so we'll find out what the heck is the story. And Prince Andrew is lurking around as well. That's up next.
Let's consider the secret life of the innermost nesting doll. Living most of her life in the dark, inside the other nesting dolls, she has plenty of time to think, if she could. Sadly, she has no brain. However, when an innermost nesting doll hears that Geico not only saves people money, but also has been providing great service for over 75 years, she thinks it's obvious you should switch. Because yes, switching to Geico is a no-brainer. Pity the innermost nesting doll and her lot in life.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app. HomeAdvisor.
Honey, I just switched the family to Boost Mobile, and we got so much more.
Awesome. Like what?
We got four free LG Stylo 5 phones for the whole family. Four lines for just $100 a month with unlimited gigs. I smashed up the car a bit. And they have a super reliable, super fast nationwide network.
Whoa, four free LG... Wait, back up. Did you just say you...
Four free LG Stylo 5 phones? Yep.
No. Something about the car?
Oh, you mean Boost super reliable, super fast network.
Before that, the car smashing thing.
What? The smashing deal we got? Four lines for $100 a month?
No. Between the four lines for $100 a month and the unlimited gigs part, you said I smashed up the car a bit.
I did. It's completely smashed. We need a new vehicle. But four free phones.
Boost Mobile, the switch that gives you more. Offer for new customers only. Ends 9/16/19. First line is $100 a month. Lines 2 to 4 free. Requires one port from eligible carrier and activation. Mobile optimized data. Coverage and offers not available everywhere. Restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Have you ever tried to plan a vacation and the hotel costs, airfare, and pet sitter all add up to one big never mind? Well, it's time to embrace the adventure and go RVing instead. GoRVing.com is your one-stop shop for all things RV camping. Browse the different types of RVs, find a rental agent or dealer near you, and compare the costs. Explore more than 16,000 RV parks and campgrounds nationwide, and even plan your menus for the trip. Find out what you've been missing at GoRVing.com. That's GoRVing.com.
Bill, Susan, you guys look amazing. What's the secret? Our new Sleep Number 360 smart bed. He chooses the comfort on his side, I choose mine. We feel great. Can it help keep you asleep? Yes, it senses our movements and automatically adjusts to keep us both comfortable all night. I don't think it's a secret anymore.
It's the biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition smart bed. Plus, free home delivery on most beds. And Saturday. To find your local Sleep Number store, go to sleepnumber.com.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
So, there are no criminal charges against Ghislaine or Ghislaine Maxwell.
She apparently
jumped out of the In-N-Out Burger and jumped onto a plane and went to France, where she got some relatives or something. She's hiding out.
Well, I read a story a couple of days ago that said that they actually photoshopped her at that In-N-Out because there's some like funny business going on. I don't know. I saw some headline over the weekend with somebody speculating that that it was actually a photoshopped photo to try to like throw people off the scent. But who knows?
Who knows?
It's just so weird. All of it.
Well, the only thing that I thought was weird was that it was what she was eating, because she doesn't eat burgers, fries, and a milkshake. That's the only, and she has been, her whole life, she has been very public about the fact that she just drinks alcohol and doesn't eat, because Jeffrey Epstein liked skinny women. So that was the only thing that threw me off a little bit. I was like, all right, maybe he's dead now. She's gorging? I don't know.
What a sick, oh my God, this stuff's so sick. 21 after the hour on the DJV program.
Hunt collectors, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Here's the time. In this hour, every hour, we devote 3, 4, 5 minutes to music stories. I don't think this sounds like Blake Shelton, with what I've heard. Jennifer, am I off or not? It is Blake Shelton, I know that, but...
It is, and I think it sounds like him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hell right. It's a song Blake has with Trace Adkins. A new song has been, they call it dropping it. When I drop something, I drop a ball. But this is when you go to download some. I guess that's the reference to dropping. This song, Hell Right, has Shelton taking a jab at Lil Nas. Who is this?
Lil Nas X. He's got the biggest song in the world right now, Old Town Road. It's been out there forever.
Yeah,
it's number one.
Yeah, of course it is. He says a couple of girls with their boots on, got their Bluetooth on, T-shirt saying, go Sooners. Then the girl from the small town took off the old town, put on little Hank Jr. That's the lyric line of this. I'm not the one that should be talking about this, I guess.
It's just, yeah, that's a similar lyric from Old Town Road, so he's just kind of doing a little play on it.
Okay.
Let's just move on from that. You don't need
happened?
To.
I like this song, though, and it premiered. They had, like, a little party, and Trace Adkins said, you know, if anybody who's actually state country and who'd rather be in Oklahoma, it's Blake Shelton. He's not been changed by Gwen Stefani in Hollywood. How about that?
That wasn't a dig at Gwen,
that's
though.
That's nice.
Because I don't think Gwen has tried to change him.
No, but
even,
I think...
He doesn't even change, he doesn't even change his clothes. And I Blake that, needs a wardrobe update.
I think the question was, like, from somebody, and Trace, I don't know, saying, has he changed? Has fame or Hollywood changed him? And I think...
Yeah.
He's like, no, he's still the same guy.
So that's what the song's about, basically?
No, that's just what Trace Adkins said about Blake Shelton.
Okay. All right. This one I miss.
We'll
this
get
one
there
misses.
Someday.
This is the mark complete with me, and I quite like Blake Shelton.
It's I'm not a fan of this song,
TV.
Though. I like the song he did with Garth, the dive bar song. I like that better. Yeah. This, to me, I don't know. It's not my genre, but this is not my favorite from Blake.
Nothing. All right, let's keep moving because there's nothing there for most people. Here's Tanya Tucker. Got a new song to talk about called Bring My Flowers Now.
They'll bury me and Jesse Ray. I just know. We're gonna ride again someday.
This doesn't sound like too uplifting.
Her whole album is so depressing to me.
See, I think this is a beautiful song, though. She's got such a great message. Need your love,
and I'm gone. All right, so what's the story here? The message showing appreciation for those we cherish? Oh, we still have the opportunity, yeah. Tell people you love, that you love them when they're alive. Not a bad thing to think about.
Bring them on.
If your heart is in those flowers, bring them on. This was written by
Miss
Tucker and Randy Carlisle. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think we all put our... I think this is a great message because, you know, I recently lost my uncle. And, you know, when that happens, you look back on it and you think how much more time you could have spent together. And I think that's really what her message is. Don't bring the flowers when I'm dead. Do it now. And I think everyone should take that message.
Yep. Delta Dawn has always been my favorite song that I've ever recorded in the pinnacle of my 50-year career. That she did in 1972. But I think now Delta Dawn has to move over for Bring My Flowers Now. Song came from my heart. It's about showing love for the ones we have now, for they're gone. So you can't argue with that at all. This is from an album called While I'm Living, right?
Yep, that's coming out soon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. Yep. She's going to take the stage in the Grand Ole Opry on that night as well. Be sure that she's singing this song. And then she's going to be there. She's traveling around September 17th. She'll be the Bowery Ballroom in New York and October 16th at the Troubadour in Los Angeles. So that's the update on Tanya Tucker here on the DJV program, 28 after the hour.
The big news from Subaru is the three-row Ascent. It's the biggest SUV from Subaru ever. There's room for 7 or 8 passengers with a choice of second-row captain's chairs or bench seating. It'll tow up to 5,000 pounds. It has interior space you need for your whole crew. And it gets you where you want to go with the safety of a Subaru, including standard symmetrical all-wheel drive. The three-row Subaru Ascent. Love is now bigger than ever. Maximum towing capacity varies by trim level, and trailer brakes may be required. See your retailer for details.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
When Hurricane Irma devastated Green Cove Springs, Florida, news footage showed hundreds of stranded people and utility workers desperately trying to restore power to thousands. A man wanting to help brought his food truck from another town and began to offer hot meals to utility workers. But the local police shut him down because he didn't have a food truck permit. He couldn't get one either because the city hall was closed. So were all the restaurants. So he wasn't competing with anybody, just trying to help. We understand the need for rules, but they should be applied with common sense. A neighboring town facing the same crisis welcomed the barbecue truck. They understand that feeding people during emergencies is more important than permits. And it's just not that complicated.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Before he became your business partner, before you gave him his first bonus, before you put him on the payroll, before he was an unpaid intern, you saved his resume in your keeper's folder. Staples has what your business needs to get you from here to there. And right now, Staples' two-pocket poly folders are just 50 cents each, and 12 packs of True Red Black ballpoint stick pens are only 97 cents each. Staples, here we get you there.
In-store only, while supplies last. Offers end 8/31/19. Limit 30 on folders.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
They're still at it. Two members of the squad who could have gone to Israel with a bipartisan congressional delegation but did not continue to speak out against President Trump and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. USA Radio's Tim Berg with the report.
Democratic Congresswoman Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib are addressing the travel restrictions to Israel and Palestinian territories. Michigan Congresswoman Tlaib says Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is taking advice voice from the president.
It is unfortunate Prime Minister Netanyahu has apparently taken a page out of Trump's book, and even just direction from Trump.
Tlaib did not offer any evidence to her claims.
On Wall Street, the market gaining ground, the Dow up almost 250 points to close at 26,135. The NASDAQ up 107 points. The S&P 500 up 35 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can, because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The hour now on the DJV program, your exclusive home of Jennifer. Well, not really. She's on Los Angeles on KRLA too. Victoria Keelan is here. Kara Schillen. She spends her time going running from one thing to another. Okay, before we get to the issues, I want to know what that white stuff is that grows on fruit when it's passed, like raspberries, blueberries.
Yeah.
Is that mold?
Yeah. Yes. You didn't know that?
No.
You're one of those guys who just scrapes it off and eats it anyway, right?
Oh, well, no, kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I wasn't sure. I don't know why. I never paid much attention to that.
If it's got more
like
hair than you, don't eat it.
Jeez.
Well, it seems that the strawberries and the and the blackberries. It's very common. It seems to raspberries
go, moldy
go off.
Raspberries go crazy. And once one gets it, it's like whammo.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, all over the place.
But don't eat it because that will definitely throw your stomach off for sure. Don't
all
eat
right.
Them.
My stomach is strong.
Or you'll never need antibiotics again, either
way. Yeah, right, exactly. All right, let's get to a focus on the best city in the world. Where is it? What is it? Jennifer, you can set aside now because Victoria's going to lead us down that road.
Well, the global consultancy firm Mercer has issued its 2019 quality of living ranking. They have analyzed more than 230 cities to determine which ones are the absolute best for both business and life. So for its rankings, they consider housing, education, public services, including public transportation, the natural environment, recreation, and political and social environments. And so they've combined all of these data points, and the number one best place to live on the planet.
Da-da.
Take some guesses.
Austin, Texas.
Guess? No.
No. In this country? Is it in this country? No.
It is not.
No. Okay.
In the world.
Man. Malmo, Sweden.
That's probably pretty good, actually.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure there are a lot of Swedish cities in there, but no, that is not the number one. This actually kind of surprised me, because I don't think much is known about this city, but...
Asia?
All right, let's hear it.
No, it's Vienna, Austria.
Oh, that's a great city.
That's beautiful.
Beautiful.
Yeah,
it's gorgeous to look at, but... Yeah, so they said globally, Vienna tops the ranking for the 10th year running. Who knew? Number two is Zurich, which is not surprising. In joint third places are Auckland, Munich, and Vancouver. Now, Vancouver is interesting because they've gone up the rankings. They are the highest ranking city in all of North America for the last 10 years.
Yeah, it's a great
and,
place.
It's a really
and,
pretty city.
Yeah, fabulous.
And the other, yeah, well, I've never been. I've always wanted to go, but I've heard amazing things about it. I've got lots of friends and family who have traveled there and just think it's really wonderful. Now, with the such a booming movie and TV business in Vancouver, it makes sense why it's up there on the rankings. And it's the highest ranking city in North America. Now, other global cities that did well on the list, Singapore, Montevideo, and Port Louis, they maintain their statuses as the highest ranking cities in Asia, South America, and Africa. And then
I
the
think
only
it's Montevideo.
Probably. You know what I mean. The only city in the United States that actually rose in the rankings is New York City. That is because they were cited because the crime rates are falling, which is true. And however, all other U.S. cities covered in the analysis fell in the rankings, with Washington, D.C. falling the furthest.
Yeah.
And Detroit remains the U.S. city with the lowest quality of living this year, which is
awful
still
place.
Really,
anyway.
Really sad.
Yeah,
but D.C.
awful.
Getting worse and worse. Not
so
good.
Then we focus on one city that's been having problems lately. There were 13 people arrested in Portland over this past weekend after a confrontation between some of the far-right whack jobs and the anti-fascist counter-protesters. Why Portland? I don't know. Far-right groups converging for a rally there. The Proud Boys, one of the groups, been deemed as a hate group by the Southern Poverty Law Center. I don't know that much about them. I've never even heard of them before. So then the counter-protesters show up. Rose City, what is it? What's
Antifa.
The, Antifa, what is, what are they, why are they called that? It's
I don't
an anti-fascist group. There were weapons that got seized, bear spray, knives, poles from the demonstrators. Law enforcement declared a civil disturbance at one point. Six people got hurt over the course of the demonstrations. They had to go to the hospital. And that's not the first time Portland has seen these kind of demonstrations either, between the far right and the anti-fascist groups. A clash there late in June. There were injuries then. The Portland police estimates about 1,200 demonstrators gathered during the height of the demonstrations. 700 police officers were brought in for security. So who's going to pay that bill? And why are they going to Portland? And what are they...
They're everywhere. This was the same clash that was in Charlottesville, Virginia. It's the same... Yeah, there. It's not just... I guess just this weekend it happened to be Portland, but it certainly it's happened in other places. You know, it's a mess. It's a mess.
So I went to Target last night to buy a new bathrobe. And I was walking around. By the way, it's not the place to go
Thanks
to get a
bathrobe.
Thanks
for sharing, by the way. No,
right?
Okay.
So, like, on a Sunday night, you need to be at Target to get a bathrobe?
Well, my old bathrobe was, my son was making fun of me last year. I've got an old bathrobe that's ripped and torn and probably some things that you see that you don't want to see or shouldn't see when people are wandering around the house. So I kind of got shamed.
God.
All right. So I'm walking around Target, and I see all these school. There's a whole corner of the store that's devoted to back-to-school shopping. So I just wandering around about 8 o'clock last night, and I thought, okay, I'll go over and look and see excuse me, what there is there. And there's a list. They have a board that suggests you go to your school's website, check the, and then go to Target and see if the list can be fulfilled from all the things they have there. Teachers designating particular brands of things that need to be brought into school. And I looked on the Framingham website, and, you know, they have some back-to-school shopping suggestions. And then I think to myself, wait a minute. The Framingham school budget is $125 million. What are they doing with $125 million? If elementary school teachers are posting online the supplies that children are supposed to bring with them, including notebooks, paper, and, you know, there are all kinds of notebooks. This has become a big product line, selling the backpacks, that kind of stuff. They're logoed to get you to buy other things, lunch boxes, all that stuff. I don't have a problem with lunch boxes and backpacks and that stuff. I do have a problem when you have to bring paper to school. I got a problem with that.
Really?
I used to have to.
Well, it doesn't mean it's right. What the hell are they doing with your the money that's collected?
Well, that's
to run
true.
The
actually, I went to private school, so I paid
so
and brought my own paper.
Different. Yeah, different. Yeah.
I got double dipped, actually.
Yeah. And so there are these lists that are for elementary schools, for middle school, for high school, and teachers are posting these lists, again, on the websites of the schools so that you know what to go. You know, go to school and shop for your kid. I just find this to be appalling.
Well, it is.
Pencils, pens, erasers, rulers, glue sticks, scissors.
Yeah, and that's the thing, that so many parents sending their kids to schools can't afford those things. And that's when you hear of teachers all around the country buying supplies for their kids because their parents can't afford them.
Where's the money going to?
Well,
to run the schools.
Exactly.
Where's that money going? Who's monitoring this stuff?
It goes to the top. It goes to the district, and they keep it. It's terrible.
To do what with?
They just organize
more administrators. We have enough administrators in Framingham to sink a ship. Every time you turn around,
well, and that's
some new...
what costs a lot. My mom will tell you that the teachers were struggling; they were not given a raise, and the district had a chauffeur. The head of the superintendent of schools had a chauffeur-driven limo to work every day. Come on,
unbelievable. These people have God. They think they're gods. And we've put them in those positions, actually. We've allowed them to get into these positions. Somebody ought to write the obituary for this sort of thinking. There's too much class stuff. There's too much, you know, we supposedly have a melting pot here, but there's too much class orientation. That is, you know, how much money you have, how do you look in school. That sort of thing is one of the things that weighs heavily on me as well. Uniforms, uniforms, uniforms. Everybody wears the same kind of shirt and pants. You don't have to have a formal uniform, but everybody goes in a white shirt or something like that instead of some of the stuff you see these kids wearing. My God, the logo is distracting. You're not supposed to be distracted in school. You're supposed to focus on learning. That's why people are so dumb in America. We've made it easy, and almost we've made it a thing. The dumber you are, the better you are in some classic occasions. It's ridiculous.
I actually don't think that I've never had to wear a uniform, but I've gone to private school with a dress code, and so I think it does. I do think that there is something to be said for that. If you look at every other country in Europe, no matter if the kids are in public or private school, they're all in uniforms, and there aren't any, you know, distractions of, oh well, you know, this stupid Supreme brand that every kid is obsessed with, and it's so expensive, and kids are stealing from each other, and it's a mess.
There you go.
My mom would tell you she was grateful for a dress code, because there's always stress around free dress days, and when I didn't have to wear a uniform, it would be like traumatic to try to figure out, what am I going to wear? How's it going to look? Who's going to say what? Ugh, it's just too much.
What's in the snow? You'll find out what's in the snow in a moment here on the DJV program, 46 after the hour.
I was a pack-a-day smoker for 33 years. You could see the look in their eye, like they recognized the smell on you, and you just die a little inside because you knew you offended someone. Since I switched to Juul, I don't even think twice about it. It's like a weight lifted off of you.
Stacy made the switch in 2016. To make the switch, visit JUUL.com. Juul Labs compensated this individual for the time and expenses in providing this testimonial. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Is your child tackling new challenges in math this year? Are they striving to get ahead of the pack? Give your child an edge this school year with Mathnasium. We're the authority on math education, with more than 1,000 franchise learning centers worldwide. Our expert instructors teach each student face-to-face, using customized learning plans to help them achieve their academic goals all year long. Find a learning center near you at mathnasium.com to schedule your no-obligation first visit. Mathnasium. We're changing lives through math.
Bill, Susan, you guys look amazing. What's the secret?
Our new Sleep Number 360 smart bed.
He chooses the comfort on his side, I choose mine. We feel great.
Can it help keep you asleep?
Yes, it senses our movements and automatically adjusts to keep us both comfortable all night.
I don't think it's a secret anymore.
It's the biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition smart bed, plus free home delivery on most beds. And Saturday. To find your local Sleep Number store, go to sleepnumber.com.
Honey, I just switched the family to Boost Mobile and we got so much more.
Awesome. Like what?
We got 4 free LG Stylo 5 phones for the whole family. 4 lines for just $100 a month with unlimited gigs. I smashed up the car a bit. And they have a super reliable, super fast nationwide network.
Whoa, 4 free LG... Wait, back up. Did you just say you...
4 free LG Stylo 5 phones? Yep.
No. Something about the car?
Oh, you mean Boost super reliable, super fast network.
Before that, the car smashing thing.
What? The smashing deal we got? 4 lines for $100 a month?
No. Between the 4 lines for $100 a month and the unlimited gigs part, you said I smashed up the car a bit.
I did. It's completely smashed. We need a new vehicle. But 4 free phones.
Boost Mobile, the switch that gives you more. Offer for new customers only. Ends 9/16/19. First line is $100 a month. Lines 2 to 4 free. Requires 1 port from eligible carrier and activation. Mobile optimized data. Coverage and offers not available everywhere. Restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Ian Ross. Regular exercise can make your heart stronger and more efficient.
And that means we're working hard enough that our heart is getting beneficial activity and beneficial exercise.
Dr. Ed Laskowski, co-director of Mayo Clinic Sports Medicine, says you should get about 30 minutes of moderate activity at least 5 days a week.
And moderate is something that you're breathing kind of hard, but you can still hold a conversation.
That should get your heart up to that target range. And studies show that the level of exertion we feel correlates quite well with our heart rate.
We're getting good blood flow. We're training our heart muscle to work more efficiently and actually strengthening it. If we don't do that, if we're doing something too light, we won't get as much of the beneficial effect.
But Dr. Laskowski says the actual numbers aren't as important as the effects.
As long as we feel we're working moderately hard and we're getting some good activity, we're doing good things for ourselves. We don't have to worry so much about the monitors or the numbers.
For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
I don't have enough time to tell a real story about what's in the snow, so I'll tell you that it's not what you think it is. It's not yellow snow. That's what it isn't. Some of the most pristine locations on Earth are finding things that are not discussable, but they aren't yellow. All right, how's that? I told you what it isn't. I'll tell you what it is later, 10 before the hour.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Money Pit theme. Money Pit.
Wait, where is it?
There it is. Okay. Can't get started with Tom Kreitler, who's the co-host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio program every weekend all around the country, without hearing from the Money Pit Orchestra and Chorus. Very, very important group. So Tommy McKay is here. Hoorah! Money Pit is a very important service. A lot of people, if you can't listen to the show when it's on live, go to moneypit.com. You can get the replays. You get the podcast. It's full of information. He's a service-oriented guy. And if you really are nice to him, he'll come to your house and fix your porch. In the meantime, there are listeners to this program that want to know how to fix various problems. Here's Bill, who lives in suburban Boston, has a disappearing attic stairway that is sagging. Nothing worse than a sagging stairway. There's air coming down from the attic. All right, so what does he do to fix this problem?
Well, yeah, if you have an attic stair and it doesn't close completely, and it does sort of sag down. What happens, especially in the wintertime, of course, is all your warm air escapes up around that, gets into the attic, and that can be really wasteful. So what I did in my house, you can put in a new wood attic stair, but I found one that was actually much better built. It was called a rainbow stair, and it was made with a metal frame, Doug, and it kind of telescoped down when you open the stair. Mm-hmm. It didn't unfold, so it telescoped, and I was really happy with the quality of it. Now, it's a lot more expensive than the wood stairs, but I felt like it was more permanent, and I had had two over the years where the stair springs get weak and they loosen up, and then you have to put weather stripping in there. Plus, you know, the wood panel itself is only plywood, so that's not really much, it's not insulated. So you also have to put insulation above the stair if you want to try to keep that area warm. So I found that removing and replacing with the rainbow attic stair, you can look it up online, was a lot more effective.
All right. So that takes care of your problem, Bill. Hopefully you listen and learn. Randy has written in. You got a bathroom that's a distance from the water heater. It takes a couple of minutes of the water to get hot. He thinks he ought to add a water heater or a water lobster. What the heck is a lobster?
Yeah. Randy's asking about a product called a hot water lobster, which is another one of these products that recirculates hot water. I was not at all familiar with it, and I looked it up, and it's very, very similar to what a Watts instant water recirculator does, and that's sort of the standard Watts, W-A-T-T-S. Key difference is that the Watts actually has a circulating pump in it that moves the water around, and this hot water lobster device seems to rely on the buoyancy of warm versus cold water to move it around. I like these Watts units. They're not very expensive. They're under $200. Installation is really pretty simple if you're a DIYer. And what you do is you go to the farthest bathroom from the water heater, and you install this crossover pipe, and it basically will move some of that hot water around so that whenever you hop in that shower in the morning, you'll have instant hot water. The other thing that's nice about it is it has a timer. So you're not running water 24/7 through the system and wasting it. You're basically only having it on for, say, a couple hours in the morning, when that's usually when we complain about having to wait for the water to get warm, right? Typically, you know, you hop in the shower and it's freezing, and you got to wait a minute or two for the water to catch up. With this Watts device and the timer set properly, it'll be instant from the moment you jump in.
All right, next up, Jack listens in Georgia. Jack has a plaster ceiling that is deteriorating. He wants to know if he can put just drywall up over it and fix it that way.
Well, I've got to say, as the owner of an old house, I've dealt with plaster walls a couple of different ways. I've repaired them, but I've also torn them completely down and replaced it with drywall. And the third thing I've done is actually covered them with drywall. Mm-hmm. And I think after years of owning a 100-plus-year-old house, I found that unless the drywall was in absolutely terrible condition, I found it best to go ahead and take the drywall and cover plaster with it, so put another layer on top of it, because it does sandwich in the old drywall and stops it from moving and cracking, and it's easier than taking all that plaster down, which makes quite a mess. And the other thing you'll notice, Doug, is if you tear out old plaster walls, the studs are not as flat as what you would think of as modern studs, because the craftsmen back then would actually, you know, spread the plaster to even out the deficiencies in the lumber. So if you had something that was sagged or twisted, they might put a little more or a little less plaster in that area to smooth it out. Well, go ahead and try and put drywall on that, and the drywall is all, you know, warpy and stuff. So I found that putting the drywall on top of the plaster is the best way to handle that. Now, you do have to extend your outlet boxes and things like that, some of the window trim, the door trim, to kind of make up for the extra thickness in the wall. But definitely the cleanest, most effective way of restoring those walls.
It helps them insulate a little bit too, I think, right?
Maybe. You know, it's not insulating material. It's more of a cosmetic issue.
Right. All right, there it is, the word from the wise man, Tom Kreitler, from the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program at MoneyPit.com. 59 past the hour, DJV time.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.